Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall 23 back there with a video. In this video, I want to continue with the basic doctrines of the Bible. Today I'm going to be talking about the subject of eternal security or eternal life. So we believe that once somebody is saved, they are always saved, meaning that it is impossible for somebody to lose their salvation. Once we believe, the gift of God which is given is everlasting life. The Bible says in John 3:36, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Now this verse is in present tense. Those who believe have everlasting life right now, at this moment. The word everlasting means that which lasts forever. The synonym to the word everlasting is eternal, meaning unending. If the life were ever to be lost, and if we were ever to face hell or death again, then the life would be temporary and not everlasting. But Jesus Christ assures us that simply by our faith, through which we are saved, we have everlasting life. In John 6:47, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." This promise is made clearer by Jesus' statements that those who have faith will never face death or condemnation. We have been saved from those things through the blood of Jesus Christ, and therefore, if we believe, there will never come a time when we end up in death and hell. Jesus says in John 3:18, "He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." There are only two categories of people: those who believe, who are not condemned, and those who have never believed, who are condemned. We as believers are now not condemned, but according to Jesus Christ, will never face condemnation. In John 5:24, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Therefore, if we believe, our everlasting life means that death and the condemnation is behind us and forever removed from us. God has the power to preserve us and will preserve us due to the promise which he had made. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 39 to 40, "And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Just as Jesus said, "Whosoever believeth," he says here that everyone that believeth on the Son will be raised up on the last day. All who come unto Christ by faith have everlasting life, life that will never end for any reason, and therefore Jesus promises that he shall lose nothing. If we belong to Jesus Christ, we belong to him forevermore. In John chapter 10, verse 28 to 29, Jesus said, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." In John chapter 11, verse 25 to 26, it says, "Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" As if the words everlasting and eternal weren't clear enough already, Christ left no room for confusion, but declared simply that whosoever believes shall never perish and shall never die. If you have believed, you are saved and you will always be saved. Therefore, there's nothing that can happen which can cause us to lose our salvation. But God promised in Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." It's written in Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." There is absolutely nothing that can separate us from our God. We have everlasting life, we shall never perish, we shall not come into condemnation, we shall never die, shall never be forsaken. There is nothing that exists, not now, not ever, that can separate us from God. Once we are saved, we are always saved. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.